都是重担。
That in the past, all we have are burdens.
有没有看见他担负了一切的为难？
But he carried all of that.
然后第三节。
And then the third verse.
过去我是瞎眼的。
In the past, I was blind.
但今天我走在明亮的道路上。
But today, I'm walking in the light.
第四节。
And then the fourth verse.
过去呢，我是一个人很寂寞。
In the past, I was by myself lonely.
但弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看见一件事情？
But have we seen something?
信主之后呢，有主的同在。
But after we believe, we have His presence with us.
他是天天的在我们身旁保守我们。
He is with us daily and looking after us.
我们有任何的事情，他都体贴。
Whatever we are going through, He carries us.
他的爱激励我们。
And His love draws us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看见主的爱的甘甜呢？
Do you see the sweetness of His love?
我们有没有看见他的供应是非常的丰满？
And do you see that His provision is so abundant?
所以当我们有这些看见的时候，
If you see all of this,
我们才发现我们可以唱出第六节。
Then we can sing verse 6.
不管在天上，在地上，
Whether in the heavens or on earth,
除了他以外，我还能够有谁呢？
Well, other than Him, who else do I have?
弟兄姊妹，当主的同在呢，我们看见我们就像在天上。
With the presence of the Lord, we are like in the heavens.
我们再把这首诗歌的第三节、第四节、第六节我们唱一次，好吧？
So for those who sing in Chinese, sing verse 3, 4, and 5.
6.
Oh, 3, 4, and 6.
Okay. 第三节，
从前夏天还如夜般，只看见日如中天，他已救我，我已迷途，我已迷惑，心头深路，哈利路亚，深入天堂，哈利路亚。他同在，就能欢唱；有他同在，就是天堂。
第四节，
从前一人，寂寞孤单，只有他做我同伴，年年相随，时时相见，处处体谅。哈利路亚，深入天堂，哈利路亚，怎能欢唱？有他同在，就能欢唱；有他同在，就是天堂。
第六节，
除他以外，再也有谁？除他以外，才是无罪。他只爱我，直到万代。我只爱他，直至现在。阿门。我的头他永在天堂。
我们有点开头的祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，当我们再次的聚在你的面前的时候，
Lord Jesus, when we gather once again before you,
主啊，求主给我们一个单纯的心。
Lord, give us a simple heart.
主啊，让我们看见主啊，你给我们的是何等丰盛。
That we can see the fullness that you have given us.
主啊，当我们想到我们过去黑暗单独的光景。
Before we were in darkness and lonely.
主啊，但是今天我们能够在里面，主啊，有你的陪伴。
But today we are in you and we have your presence with us.
你的确是我们的好牧人。
You are indeed our good shepherd.
引导我们走一生的道路。
And you are going to be with us the whole life.
主啊，我们的缺乏的时候，你成为我们的供应。
When we lack, you fill us.
主啊，当我们软弱的时候，你成为我们的力量。
When we are weak, you are our strength.
主啊，当我们不知道该如何走的时候，主啊，你是我们的引导。
When we don't know our way, you will lead us.
主啊，愿你带我们到一个地步。
May you lead us to a point
主啊，除你以外，主啊，没有任何的满足。
That there is no other but you who can really satisfy us.
主啊，除你以外，我们没有任何的依靠。
And other than you, we have no dependence.
主啊，当我们再次来到你同在当中的时候
，When we come before your presence，
主啊，求你向我们每个人的心说话。
May you speak to each and every one of our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告求主开我们的眼睛。
We pray that you will open our eyes.
主啊，能够让我们看见你自己的笑脸。
That we can see your smile.
主啊，当我们看见你笑脸的时候，主啊，我们心中就受到何等大的鼓舞。
When we see your smile, we are truly encouraged.
主啊，我们把这段时间交给你。
And we commit this time into your hands.
因为在这个许多纷乱的幕后的世代当中
，Among all this turmoil and during the end times.
主啊，你的话成为我们脚前的灯与路上的光。
That your word be a light unto our path.
主啊，把求主用你的同在，主啊，护庇覆庇我们整个会场。
And that your presence cover our whole gathering here.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我在去年的时候曾经交通过类似的主题。
Brothers and sisters, last year I also shared on this similar topic.
这是跟那个异象，或是说属灵的看见有关系。
It is related to vision or spiritual seeing.
很可能弟兄姊妹大概不记得我过去讲什么。
Probably brothers and sisters have forgotten what I've said before.
万一你还记得一些的话，就请当做复习。
But if you still remember, then treat this as a review.
但是我觉得这件事情很重要。
I feel that this is a matter of great importance.
让我们一同的寻求，一同的来看重这件事情。
And so let us pursue this together and look at this thing.
特别是这次那个西岸聚会的时候，弟兄们也非常的强调这件事情。
Especially in this WCCC, this conference, brothers also emphasize on this thing.
但是我的交通当然够不上我们年长的弟兄们。
Of course, my sharing is not as good as theirs.
但是我一点点的目的就是希望弟兄姊妹知道说我们有神的光。
But my goal is to let brothers and sisters know that we have the light of God.
我们要能够略略好像抓住那个神的光跟那个属灵的看见。
And we need to get hold of this light and the spiritual seeing.
我们要开始有个感觉，或是知道说这件事情是真实可以经历的。
We need to know that this thing is real and we can experience it.
所以这是我今天的目的。
This is my goal today.
我这前一阵子好，我与弟兄姊妹交通要走里面的道路。
I have shared about walking the inward way.
什么是里面的道路呢？
What is this inward way?
我们必须要在我们里面的生命活出来，不是外面遵守律法。
We do not observe the law outwardly, but we need to live it out from our life from the inside.
因为信主之后，我们那个生命是活的。
Because we have a living life in us.
每一次当中我们讲到说我们要愿意遵守主的命令的时候
，Every time when we talk about following the commandments of our Lord，
它背后的意思都是里面生命的活出。
It always is referring to living out that life that is in us.
它不是说我们给你一个什么给 任何一个人一个一个外面的规条，我们去外面去遵守。
It is not giving you rules for you to follow from in an outward sense.
走里面的路的话，我们的里面会有新鲜活泼的引导。
When you walk the inward way, you will see the fresh living leading.
它不是一个陈旧的传统跟它一个习惯。
It is not out of tradition and it is not old.
所以我们常常用一个例子，今天弟兄姊妹来到这边擘饼聚会。
So we always use this example, like today for you come here for the breaking of the bread.
每个礼拜来你就变成一个习惯。
Well, you come every week, this becomes a habit.
这个是外面的路。
This is the outward way.
但如果你来的时候呢，你心里面是在跟主有直接的交通的话，那个是里面的路。
But when you come and you have that fellowship with the Lord, then that's inward.
当你要做一件事情，要做一个服事的时候。
If you want to do something to serve,
我们需要寻求主，让他在里面告诉我们今天该说什么话，今天该怎么做。
You need to seek the Lord and ask Him, what do you want to say? What do you want me to do?
这是里面新鲜活泼神直接的引导。
This is the leading of God that is fresh and living.
然后我们弟兄在退休会也交通到读主的话。
Our brother also shared during our retreat to read God's word.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道基督徒要读圣经。
Of course, we know that we Christians have to read the Bible.
对，有些基督徒讲到读圣经就非常的那个肃立，觉得就是很神圣的事情。
Some Christians, when they talk about reading the Bible, they feel this is a very serious holy thing.
的确，这个是严肃，没有错。
Of course, this is a serious matter.
但是大家记得，读主的话一定要注意，它是我们生命的滋养。
But when you read God's word, you need to know that His word is our spiritual nourishment.
它不是只仅仅增加我们头脑知道而已。
It's not just to increase your knowledge.
主的话能够让我们里面有一种饱足。
His word will fill us.
我们感觉里面生命好像就好像你照顾小 baby 一样，他感觉被主在那边那个滋润。
It's like a baby, you know, being nourished, and the word of God nourishes us that way.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这样读圣经呢，才是里面的路。
So when we read the Bible in such a way, then we're walking the inward way.
然后我也提到过，我们做许多的事情，特别是一些服事。
I also mentioned like if we serve and do certain things,
我们一定要求主给我们里面的负担。
We need to ask for a burden from Him.
那不是只是外面的一个责任。
It's not an outward responsibility alone.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们有机会传福音。
So brothers and sisters, if we have a chance to share the gospel,
我们一定要求主给我们里面爱人灵魂的心。
We need to ask the Lord to give us a heart for the souls that are lost.
不是只是说哦，好，你去传福音，好，那我去讲一讲，把一些我知道的东西讲完就好了。
So it's not just going out, just telling other people what I know, and that's called sharing the gospel.
然后我听过一个姊妹的见证。
I heard a testimony of a sister.
她很不喜欢去带那个主日的时候去带小孩子。
She does not like to take care of the kids in Sunday school.
那个小孩子实在是太调皮了。
Because the kids are kind of rowdy and naughty.
所以过了好多年，他都这种态度。但是他是愿意爱主，但是就是不喜欢做这个事情。
So many years she has this attitude. She wants to love the Lord.But with regards to the Sunday school, this is her attitude. She doesn't like it.
直到有一天呢，主给她里面一个看见。
Until one day, the Lord showed her from inside.
对这些孩子呢，你必须要爱他们。
That these children, you have to love them.
你要在聚会的时候呢，要在主的面前祷告求主，把他们带到主的面前。
You need to pray and lead these children to the Lord for during the meeting.
从那次开始之后呢，他在带这些小孩的时候就完全不一样。
And so from that time on, the way she lead lead these children is very different from the past.
所以他从那次开始，他的服事是从里面的负担，不再只是外面的责任。
So then, from then on, her service is out of an inward burden and not just an outward responsibility.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是里面的路。
So this is what we call the inward way.
弟兄姊妹可能也知道我这一两年来的有一个负担。
And probably you know that these 2 years I have this burden in me.
我们要有直接跟主交通的，直接跟他有一个个人直接的接触。
We need to have a direct personal contact with the Lord.
所以我们要在主的那个光中呢，直接接受他的话语。
And then we need to accept and gain His word before His light.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这个幕后的时代。
In this end times,
我实在感觉这件事情实在非常的迫切。
I'm really burdened and feel the urgency for this thing.
我们绝对不能够再停留在外面的一个宗教的光景。
We cannot just stay in a religious outward condition.
因为我们的神实在是又真又活的神。
Because our God is a true and living God.
他关切我们的大事，关切我们的小事。
He's concerned our big things and also small things in our life.
他的生命就在我们里面。
And His life is in us.
他何等的盼望我们要跟他交通。
He wants us to have a fellowship with Him.
他何等的里面渴慕呢，要跟神的儿女向他们说话。
He wants to speak to His children.
但今天有多少人能够安静在他面前听他向我们说话呢？
But then today, how many are willing to be quiet before Him and listen to what He has to say?
好，我现在要回到那个属灵的看见。
So now I'm going to go back to spiritual things.
我们今天念几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages in the Bible.
约翰福音第一章第三节。
John 1:3-9.
约翰福音一章第三节。 第三跟第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men.
弟兄姊妹，老约翰有一个启示。
John had a revelation.
神的这个生命呢，就是人的光。
The life of God is that light.
有时候我在觉得这个圣经实在非常奇妙。
I feel that it's truly amazing, this Bible of ours.
它真的不是人想出来的东西。
It is not something that man has thought of.
它超越我们人，我们什么时候会想到说，哎呀，这个里面有一个光在里面，我们人头脑想不出来的。
It is beyond what man can think about or imagine.
但是神直接的启示给老约翰，告诉他说，这个赐给我们的生命就是人的光。
But God revealed this to John, that this life is the light.
我们再看那个约翰一书第一章第五节。
And then let's turn to 1 John 1:5.
约翰一书第一章第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
所以那个老约翰另外一个看见就是神自己就是光。
So John saw another thing, that God himself is light.
在他里面是完全没有黑暗的。
And in him is no darkness at all.
我们再看一处，好像最近弟兄们也有念过。 马太福音第六章22节。
Then let's turn to Matthew 6:22.
马太福音第六章22跟23节。
Matthew 6:22 and 23.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚刚念了三处圣经。
So I read three passages.
我们今天神的儿女啊，已经接受神的生命了。
Today we're the children of God and we have that life in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道那个生命就把光带到我们里面了。
This life brings the light into us.
当我们在跟神交通亲近的时候。
When we are having fellowship with the Lord,
我们就是在光明中行。
We walk in the light.
圣经告诉我们里面，我们里面有个眼睛。
And inside us there is an eye.
那个眼睛要能够看见这个光。
And that eye has to see this light.
如果那个眼睛被蒙蔽的话。
If the eye is veiled.
就像我们弟兄上次讲到说，有个帕子把我们挡住。
So the veil is covering the eye.
你就发现这个眼睛就看不见光。
Then the eye cannot see the light.
如果眼睛看不见光的话，那是什么样的情况呢？
So what's the condition if the eye cannot see light?
其实那个就等于是瞎子。
Then it is blindness.
因为他看不见。
Because that one cannot see.
然后圣经有一个惊叹句，有一个。圣经上有一个特别感叹的一个句子。
Oh, in the Bible, there is a phrase that, kind of expressing, a dismay.
他说那个黑暗是何等的大。
And that darkness is so big.
我们理当，能够看见神的光了，住在光明中。
So supposedly we can see God's light and walk in light.
如果没有的话，那个黑暗是何等的大。
But if not,then how great is that darkness?
好，那个，所以呢，因为我们里面有光的缘故，我们就会有属灵的看见。
And because there's light in us, we can see spiritual things.
对于这件事情哈，有两种反应是比较极端的。
So you might have two response or reaction to this, which are more extreme.
第一个反应就是说，哇，这个事情好玄妙，这个搞不清楚是在讲什么。
So maybe you think that this is too abstract.
对，好抽象。
And too mysterious.
啊，是。哎，讲什么里面的光，又讲什么属灵的看见，根本完全搞不清楚他在讲什么。
What are you talking about? This light, you know, this spiritual thing.
所以这是一种的反应。
So this might be one reaction.
那还有一种的情况哈，也有，但是可能少一点。
There might be another reaction, but maybe, you know, there are less of that. There's less of that.
有一种弟兄姊妹他觉得，诶，我今天又看见这个，然后第二天又看见那个，然后哪一天又今天又看见好几样子。
Maybe there's some brothers and sisters who say, oh, I see this today. Oh, then I see another thing tomorrow, and then I see yet another thing in the future.
有时候我们不能说不对，但是你会觉得怪怪的。
Well, you cannot say that's completely wrong, but it's kind of strange.
对，有时候是人在那里想出来的一些东西。
It might be something that the imagination produced.
所以这种情况，我们需要很谦卑的，来到主的跟弟兄姊妹的面前，能够来确认。
Under such condition, we need to be very humble and come before brothers and sisters to get confirmation.
好，其实不管哪一个情况哈。
But whether under which kind of condition.
如果没有属灵的看见的话，
without spiritual seeing,
其实就没有主的工作。
Then there's no work of the Lord.
如果没有主的工作的话，我们做的东西就在主面前没有价值。
And if the Lord is not working, then what we're doing, has no value.
如果没有看见的话，我们就像是瞎子。
And if we do not see, then we are blind.
然后做事情，如果主觉得没有价值的话，那我们在干什么呢？
And if the Lord sees no value in our work, then what's the point of doing?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看见这件事情是非常重要的。
So do you see that this is a very important thing?
我在那个念大学的时候有两种课。
When I was in college, there were two classes.
一种叫做必修，一种叫选修。
One is required, and the other one is elective.
但很奇怪，还有第三种叫做必选。
And then there's another thing, it's required elective.
我到现在都搞不清楚什么叫必选。
I don't really understand that third one.
我想要讲的是说，弟兄姊妹，我们在基督的学校里面，属灵的看见是必修，或是必选也可以。
And what I want to tell you is spiritual seeing in the school of Christ is a requirement.
是个 must， 是一定要有的。
You must have that.
你没有的话怎么办？没有的话就是瞎子，对不对
？If you do not have that, then you are blind.
没有的话，那就是落在极大的黑暗里面。
And then if you do not have that, then you are in such great darkness.
不管弟兄姊妹觉得这件事情有多抽象。
And whether, no matter how abstract you think these things to be,
我希望弟兄姊妹先有个感觉哈，这件事情是必要的。
I want you to have this understanding that this is a must.
所以我们谦卑来到主面前来追求这件事情。
And we need to come before the Lord to pursue this.
有时候我们常常我听到弟兄姊妹祷告，包括我自己在祷告的时候，也求主开我的眼睛。
And I hear brothers and sisters praying this way, including myself, that Lord open my eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们做这样祷告的时候，你一定要是你里面真正的意思。
You say this, it has to be something that you really mean.
对，我真的是觉得主啊，你要开我的眼睛，我才做这个祷告。
I really want you to open my eyes, and that's why I pray this way.
不要大家都习惯这样子祷告，结果我们就顺口都这样子祷告。
Don't pray because.It's become a habit or because other people do so.
乃是说我里面觉得主啊我眼睛我需要看见求主你开我眼睛我们这样祷告。
But you really feel that my eyes need to be open and I pray this way that my eyes be open.
好接下来我要进到我今天的这个目的。
So now I'm going to enter into the part where I'm going to talk about the goal for today.
我的目的希望弟兄姊妹能够略略抓到我们里面是有光的。
I want us to take hold of the reality that inside of us there is light.
也许你慢慢明白你不是都没有属灵的看见。
It's not that you have no spiritual thing.
你可能也经历过，但是你有点不模糊，不太清楚。
Maybe you even experienced it, but it's just not clear to you.
我们最常用的例子是你是我们信主的那个时候。
We always use this example, and it is when you first believe.
弟兄姊妹，每一次当我看见一个人信耶稣的时候。
Every time I see a person believe in the Lord Jesus,
有的人信主前哦，那个很刚硬的。
For some, before they believe, they were very hard-hearted.
然后，所以他信主是一个很感觉是很大的转变。
And so when they believe, there was a big change.
有的朋友一来好像就觉得好像很愿意听这样子。
But then their other friends, when they first came, they were very willing to listen.
然后有一种感觉好像这个人比较容易信耶稣。
And it feels as if that this person will believe easily.
不过当每次当我深深去想的时候。
But every time when I think of this deeply.
我觉得每一个人能够信耶稣啊。都是非常奇妙的事情。
I feel that for each one to believe is an amazing thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们想想，那个耶稣以前跟我们是何等遥远的人，那一位。
Think about this. Before Jesus is one who is so far away from us.
我们对神根本是没什么太多的概念。
And we don't have any idea of who God is.
什么时候我们感觉里面，当然有的人是这样感觉，但是大部分时候我们里面那个罪的感觉。好像也有一点点，但是不觉得那么严重。
And our consciousness of sin is small and not serious.
然后两千年前主耶稣钉十字架，那跟我又有什么关系呢
？And the Lord was crucified 2,000 years ago. And what is that to me?
那我的肉眼又从来没有看见这件事情呢
？And my natural eye never see this reality.
那弟兄姊妹。我们怎么信耶稣的
？So how do we believe in the Lord Jesus？
因为神开了我们心中的那个眼睛。
It is because the Lord has opened that eye that's in you.
你虽然没有，从来没有直接肉眼看过耶稣。
It is true that your natural eye has never seen Jesus.
但你里面的深处，你知道说有一位救主。
But deep down inside you, you know that there is a Savior.
过去不认识自己的，我觉得自己还不错的。
Before you do not know yourself, you think you're pretty good.
但神给我们一点光的时候呢，我发现，哎呀，我在神面前还真的站不住了。
But when the Lord give you this little light, you find out you cannot stand before Him.
我里面的眼睛呢，跨过了两千年，我看到了那位钉十字架的主。
My inner eye transcended 2,000 years and see the Lord crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我里面眼睛被打开一点点的时候，你知道你走了一个信心的那一步吗？
So when our eyes were open even a little bit, we take that step of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你没有属灵的看见。
So don't think that you do not have spiritual seeing in you.
如果你没有看见这些事情的话，你今天不会坐在这里。
If you do not see, then you will not be sitting here today.
当我们信主之后，
and then after we believe in the Lord,
一个人愿意放下自己继续的跟随主的人，
a person who is willing to lay down himself and follow the Lord,
他的光会越来越明亮，
that his light will become brighter and brighter.
但是当一个人，一个基督徒远离主，
but when a Christian is far away from the Lord,
他只看重自己的话，那个光会越来越暗淡。
And he is self-centered. That light will become dimmer and dimmer.
然后那个里面的眼睛就开始被蒙蔽。
And then the eyes is starting to get veiled again.
那个其实是堕落。
And that is going down.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们信主多少年就可以免疫。
Don't think that you're immune to this just because you have believed for a long time.
我是觉得我应该要好好谨慎战兢的活在主的面前，一直到我见主那面。
We need to be alert and watchful and live before the Lord until the day we see Him.
因为不管我们信主多少年呢，只要我们不放下自己的话，我们就开始暗淡了，我们就会活在黑暗里面。
It doesn't matter how long you have been a Christian. Once you do not lay down yourself, then you start, the light start getting dimmer.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上好多的例子，大家不要觉得这个事情是很特别。
There are many examples in the Bible. This is not a special thing.
那个亚伯拉罕。
For example, Abraham.
他原来住在一个那个加勒底的乌尔，是一个很多偶像的地方。
At first, he was living in Ur of Chaldees, where there are a lot of idols.
当有一天那个荣耀的神向他显现。
One day, the glorious God revealed himself to Abraham.
然后叫他离开。
And tell him to leave this land.
他里面的属灵的看见呢，让他能够脱离本族本家，离开那个地方。
His spiritual seeing make him able to leave his hometown and go forward with the Lord.
创世纪里面有一个雅各。
In Genesis, there's another person named Jacob.
他被逃命离开家的时候。
He was running for his life and have to leave home.
神开他的眼睛。
Again, God opened his eyes.
让他看见有个天梯哈，有天使上面上去下来这样。
He saw a ladder going up and down to the heavens.
哇，他就说这边是那个天的门，这是神的家。他有一个看见。
He said, "This is the door of heaven. This is the house of God."
那个摩西他在旷野牧羊四十年，他八十岁的时候已经牧羊四十年了。
At the age of 80, Moses was in the wilderness, being a shepherd for 40 years.
有一次他看见一个大的异象。
And one time he saw a great vision.
那个火烧了荆棘，可是荆棘没有烧毁。
It is the vision of the burning bush. The bush was not burned in the midst of fire.
然后主就叫他开始服侍神，带领以色列人离开埃及。
And from then on, the Lord have him serve to get the Israelites out of Egypt.
那个以赛亚。
And then Isaiah.
他在以赛亚书第六章的时候看见神坐在宝座上。
And in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, he saw the God on the throne.
对，我们年长经有交通说，从那个时候开始，他整个服事就非常不一样。
And our elder brother shared that from then on, his service becomes totally different.
那个耶利米也看见了。
Same way, Jeremiah saw something.
然后以西结在他那个以西结书第一章的时候，他就说天开了，他就看见那个神对他的异象。
Ezekiel in Ezekiel 1 saw the heavens open and he saw a vision.
那个保罗看见借着大光，神给他开了心中的眼睛。
And same thing, Paul, a great light shone on him.
彼得也看见了。
And Peter saw too.
所以借着他呢，能够开福音给外邦人，开了外邦人福音的门。
Because of that vision, the door for the of the gospel is open to the Gentiles.
然后约翰也看见了，他在启示录的时候看见神坐在宝座上。
And in the same way, John in Revelation saw the Lord upon the throne.
那我就想说，的确这些人都是神用的。
And truly, these people were used by God.
然后神给他们每个人都有看见。
And each one of them, the Lord showed them something.
还有一些其他的人好像神没有明显的写下来，对不对？
And then others, the Lord did not mention specifically.
但是呢，在那个希伯来书十一章的时候，他把它补起来。
But then in Hebrew chapter 11, the Lord summed them all up.
他告诉我们说，这些人呢是用信心的眼睛看见了那个不能看见的主。
It says that the people by the faith of their eye can see what cannot be seen.
所以它里面就从亚伯、以挪、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟、摩西，一直数到后面。
And so it began with Abraham, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Moses, and so forth.
这些人哈，全部都有属灵的看见。
And all of them have spiritual seeing.
而且这些看见呢，成了他们一生生活的转变的一个转捩点。
And because of their seeing, it changed their whole life. It turned them around.
所以弟兄姊妹，我讲这些圣经上的这些的人物哈。
So when I mention all these characters from the Bible,
我想给弟兄姊妹一个感觉。属灵的看见是必须的。
I want to tell brothers and sisters that spiritual seeing is a must.
每一个神用的、神所称许的仆人呢，都有看见。
Every servant of the Lord saw something.
我们请翻到《使徒行传》。
Now let's turn to Acts.
《使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts 26.
我要借着那个保罗的弟兄这件事，那个见证呢，我要讲一下这件事情。
And through the testimony of Paul, I want to talk about this thing.
使徒行传二十六章四跟五节。
Acts 26, 4 and 5.
我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。他们若肯做见证，就晓得我从起初是按着我们教中最严谨的教门。做了法利赛人。
My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, known all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee.
第九节。
Then verse 9.
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
I verily thought with myself,that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
十一节
Verse 11.
在各会堂我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话又分外恼恨他们甚至追逼他们直到外邦的诚意。
And I punished them off in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even to strange cities.
之后有一段比较长是十三节到十九节
and then a longer verse, passage 13 to 19
王啊我在路上上午的时候看见从天发光比日头还亮四面照着我并与我同行的人我们都扑倒在地我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说扫罗扫罗为什么逼迫我你用脚踢刺是难的 我说主啊你是谁主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣你起来站着我特意向你显现要派你做执事做见证将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手我差你到他们那里去要叫他们的眼睛得开从黑暗中归向光明从撒旦权下归向神又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业亚基帕王啊我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象是有点长
你要读吗
那对不起那英文就请你们记得我刚读了十三节到十九节
So we'll not read this in English from 13 to 19
我从那个年长弟兄的帮助
And through the help of elder brothers
知道说神在地上做事的一个法则
I know the principle of the way of God here on earth
他愿意在地上的时候人与他同工
God wants to have men work together with him
当他要一个人跟他同工的时候他是怎么做的呢
But to have one person, to have a person working with him, how does he do it?
他是借着三件事情呢，让这个人能够跟他同工。
It's through three things that man can work with him.
就是意象、呼召跟使命。
It is through vision, through calling and mission.
所以大家记得哈，意象、呼召跟使命。
So let's remember, it's vision, calling and mission.
所以我们以保罗做例子。
So let's use Paul as our example.
弟兄姊妹，那个保罗在原来的时候是非常，他觉得他自己非常热心侍奉神。
Paul was serving the Lord with zeal.
然后他是一个非常严谨、严以律己的一个人。
And he was very disciplined and in a straight set.
在同辈当中，他是最追求的。
Among his peers, he's one who has great zeal.
但是你发现他是活在黑暗里面。
But he was living in darkness.
他根本就是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
He is one who persecutes Christians.
他把人下监，那说威吓的话，甚至杀害这些基督徒。
He put them in prison. He compelled them to blaspheme, and he even killed them.
他觉得这个是很为神做工的。
And to him, he's doing all this for God.
可是保罗这个人里面有一个，我相信有一个事情是神所要的。
But probably inside him, there's one thing that God wants.
就是说，在他里面的深处呢，有一个要神的心。
Because deep down in him, he has a heart for God.
很可能是因着这个缘故呢，神要救他。
And then most likely because of this.God wants to save him.
神怎么救他呢?
And how did God save him?
神用一个光照明那个保罗。
God used a great light to shine upon him.
突然他发现过去所做的这些原来通通是神所不喜悦的。
All of a sudden, he realized that all he was doing in the past, God did not like.
然后他问说,主啊,你是谁?我应该做什么呢?
And then he said, Lord, Lord, what should I do?
神把这件事情哈，是借着属灵的看见，让保罗从当中被拯救出来。
And through spiritual seeing, he was saved out of this.
接着呢，神就给他了一个呼召。
And then God called him.
十六节。
And this is in verse 16.
我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证。
I have appeared unto thee for this purpose to make thee a minister and a witness.
然后要把你看见的呢，将来我要显给你的呢，你要做见证出来。
And things which you have seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee.
这是神开始就呼召他。
This is the call that God gave him.
结果保罗是怎么回应这个呼召呢？
And how did Paul respond to this calling?
这个呼召成了他一生的一个使命。
This calling becomes his life mission.
所以他就从他过去所做的这一切事情通通出来了。
So he came out of what he had done in the past.
他就走在主的意象跟给他的呼召的里面。
and he walked in that heavenly vision and that calling that the God gave him.
这个成了他生命当中的一个使命。
And this become his life mission.
所以他最后可以说，我没有违背主给我来的那个意象。
And that's why he can say that I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision.
所以在保罗的身上，我们看见神给意象、给呼召，并且人用使命回应的这个原则。
And so in Paul's life, we see how God gave the vision and the calling and the mission, and he responded in his life.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们也是如此。
And you know, we are in the same way.
神用那个属灵的看见哈，把我们从一些的情况里面拯救出来。
The Lord used a spiritual seeing to save us out of certain conditions.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚提到说，我们蒙拯救的时候，就是一个属灵的看见。
When we were first saved, that is already a spiritual seeing.
他把我们从那个被定罪的光景里面。
We were saved out of the condition where we have to face the consequence of our sin.
他把我们从那个要走向死亡的一个情况里面拯救出来。
We were saved out of death.
因为我们里面看见了耶稣是我们的主。
And that is because in us we see that Christ is our Lord.
那个弟兄姊妹有的读过这个故事。
Maybe some of you have read this story.
有个弟兄好就是。他常常觉得自己犯罪很苦恼。
A brother felt that he's always sinned and he's very sad about it.
就是说他信主之后的确也是基督徒了那他还是犯罪啊。
He's a believer, but he still sins.
所以撒旦呢就在他心里面常常控告他。
So Satan accused him in his heart.
哎他说你看你这个人不够资格做基督徒啊。
Satan said to him, You do not deserve to be a Christian.
这个行为这么糟糕又犯了这个罪又那个罪我看你还是不要当基督徒比较好。
Look at your action. You commit sin here and there. You should not be a Christian anymore.
这是仇敌的控告。
This is accusation from the enemy.
但当有一天呢他看见圣经上写到主的宝血。
But one day he saw the Bible talking about the blood of Jesus.
看见说我们若认自己的罪神是信实是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
If we confess our sin God is just He will forgive us our trespasses and all our sin
当他看到这句话的时候突然里面被照亮
And then when he saw this verse he was enlightened inside
他就发现说哦，原来我只要犯罪了之后呢我向主承认我的罪就蒙到赦免了
He realized after he sinned, he just need to confess and the Lord will forgive him.
所以他就把这句话写起来，那个放做了一个牌子，钉在他的后院里面。
So he wrote down this verse, put it in a plaque and hang up.
每次撒旦又来控告的时候
，and whenever Satan accuses him,
他就跑去那个后院，又指着那个牌子。
And then he goes to the backyard and look at that plaque.
这个主的宝血已经洗净了我一切的罪。
The blood of Christ has cleansed me from all sin.
你的控告是没有用的。
There's no use for you to accuse me anymore.
弟兄姊妹有没有看见，就算是宝血的功效
？Look at this. Even the work of the blood.
如果我们真的看见的话呢，它把我们从控告当中拯救出来。
If we really see, it will save us out of the accusation of the enemy.
以前我那个在明大念书的时候太过自信。
Before when I was at the U, I was too self-confident in my studies.
我就习惯自己做自己的研究。
It was very easy for me to just do my research by myself.
那都不太跟老师讨论。
And I don't discuss with my professor either.
然后我就觉得哎呀这个大概跟他讲讲大概也没什么用
I feel even if I talk to him there's not much use
然后当我后来我 不得已要考那个 oral prelim 的时候那个就是口试前的那个 oral preliminary exam
until before I had to take that oral preliminary exam
我还是没有跟我的老板讨论什么东西
I haven't even talked to my advisor about this
然后我在经过很，其实那个时候我对主有个很单纯的心啊。
At that time, I did have a simple heart before the Lord.
我知道很困难，我依靠他，然后准备这个考试。
I know that it's hard, and I want to depend on Him to prepare for this oral exam.
考试之后呢，我老板勉强帮我保住可以过关。
After that oral exam, my professor, you know, did his best to help me pass it.
他勉强保住我过关之后，就回到办公室把我臭骂一顿。
And because he reluctantly did that, he gave me a long sermon.
然后那次之后呢，我心中突然眼睛也看见。
And then at that point, my eyes were open.
我以前的那个态度都完全不对。
My attitude was totally wrong.
所以之后哈，我就完全改变了，我就常常请教他。
And then I changed after that. I always go and talk to him and ask him.
后来就变成实验室里面的那个模范学生。
And then I become a model student in that lab.
弟兄姊妹，那个看见，我是讲平常生活的事情，但那个看见能够把我们从一个光景里面拯救出来。
I'm talking about things in our daily life, but that scene can deliver us from many things.
复习一下那个退休会。
So let's review what we heard in the retreat.
伯弟兄在很年轻的时候就信耶稣。
Brother Bor was a Christian at a very young age.
他经过对他在那个国内毕业之后呢，要到美国念书。
When he was in Taiwan and before he came to the U.S. for further studies,
聚会里面的那个年长弟兄就跟他说了一句话。
An elder brother told him,
我看你哈出国会阵亡。
阵亡没有。
阵亡是
fail。
Die.
I think that if you go there, you're gonna fail.
他说什么叫你这什么意思？什么叫阵亡呢？
What do you mean by you know failing or dying?
那个你弟兄跟他说，我觉得你出国之后呢，那个你恐怕就不会跟主维持同样的关系，你可能就远离主了。
What he meant was that if you go abroad, maybe you're not gonna have a relationship with the Lord anymore.
他说我们出去的学生75%到了美国之后都阵亡了。
75% of those who went to the U.S. you know are lost after.
原来是信主的、爱主的，出国之后就不聚会了，也远离主。
Those who love the Lord, when they went to the U.S., they don't go to meetings anymore, and they don't love the Lord anymore.
啊，伯弟兄就心中就很难受，哇！我还没出国就已经先阵亡了。
He was very sad about this because he hasn't gone yet, and he was proclaimed to be lost already.
他就问杨弟兄，那我怎么办呢？怎么样可以不阵亡
？And then he asked the brother, you know, how can I avoid getting lost?
杨弟兄就说，那你回去好好祷告。
He said, well, you go back home and you pray seriously before the Lord.
他就回去寻求主啊，我出国以后该怎么办？
So he seeked the Lord and said, you know, after I go there, what should I do?
所以有一次聚会哈，借着一个年轻的弟兄。
So there was a meeting and through a younger brother.
他讲到尼希米记的时候讲了几句话。
And he speak of the book of Nehemiah with a few words.
如果记得不错啊，他就是意思是说你要追求那个陶主喜悦的事情。
You have to pursue what is pleasing to the Lord.
我们听这句话好像很平常，对不对？陶主喜悦，我追陶主喜悦的事情，对啊，对啊，这样。
For us, it seems to be a very common saying.
但是那句话那个时候突然点亮了我们弟兄的心里面。
But then that word specially enlightened our brother.
他就发现说，如果我维持继续的。有个心要陶主喜悦的话，我就可以不阵亡。
If he can maintain his heart to please the Lord, then he will not be lost.
而感谢主，我们就看见我们弟兄直到今天。
And thank the Lord that we see our brother still there today.
当他有一阵子在美国， 有一些软弱的时候。
There was a time when he was weak.
有一个事情让他脱不开。
Because there was something that bound him.
他很蛮痛苦的。
And he was in pain at that time.
结果他读到传道书。
But then he read the book of Ecclesiastes.
他就讲到说，哇，虚空的虚空，这个虚空的虚空，这样。
And it says vanity is vanity.
你们还记得哈？当他读到说，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
It says that the eyes will never be filled, and nor the ears.
的时候呢，他这句话一进来呢，他就脱开了那个不好的捆绑。
And when that word entered in him, he was released from that bondage.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的看见能够救我们，有极大的拯救在我们身上。
Do you see that spiritual seeing will bring great deliverance?
有两个门徒是主耶稣被钉死之后，有两个门徒垂头丧气的离开了耶路撒冷。
There were two disciples who were very discouraged along the way of Emmaus.
他们要往那个以马忤斯的路上走。
They were going on the way of Emmaus.
恐怕就是要回自己的那个老家去了。
Probably they were returning home.
但是主向他们显现。
But then the Lord met them.
主把圣经的话语向他们打开。
And the Lord opened the word to them.
当他们眼睛明亮看见主的时候呢
？When their eyes were open and they saw the Lord，
他们就180度回转，转回到耶路撒冷回去了。
And they turned 180 degrees and they turned facing Jerusalem。
弟兄姊妹，盼望这个是我们真实的经历。
I really hope that this will be our real life experience。
有时候我们走在这件事情上面的时候，我们觉得好像很对。
Many times we think we're going along this way and we think we're right.
有时候我们走一条路是被逼不得已的，这个人在江湖的时候，那个一定要这样走这样。
Or we feel that we have to go that way, you know, because of circumstance.
但是属灵的看见能够把我们拯救，让我们能够回转过来。
But spiritual seeing can save us and turn us around.
我跟一些弟兄姊妹做过见证。
I have shared with brothers and sisters a testimony.
我从台湾三个礼拜度假回家的时候。
After 3 weeks of vacation in Taiwan, when I came back home.
正想要好好这个休息，然后可以睡觉，慢慢把那个生活恢复过来。
I was planning to sleep and relax and get my schedule back.
那一进门就发现我们家地下室已经淹过水。
Upon entering the door, I realized there's a flood in our house.
也很，因为我比较懒惰，很多东西就直接放在地上。
And I was a little careless. I had a lot of things laying on the floor.
所以这次我学到一个功课，就是那个纸的东西很容易发霉。
I realized that the paper material gets moldy quickly.
所以。哇！一看见哇，那个全部一团糟啊！我这个才刚回来，正要休息，一团糟。
I saw this was a great disaster, and I wanted to rest, but I was faced with that.
所以我的心里面就像那个比地下室还低沉那种，还往地下走。
My heart was really in that low place, lower than the basement.
但是我心里面跟主祷告。
And then I prayed to the Lord.
我就说。主啊，我常常跟弟兄姊妹说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
I always tell brothers and sisters that everything works for good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose.
而且我一直强调说，这个万事呢，包含好事也包含坏事。
And I always say that, you know, if everything is everything good or bad.
那今天我碰到这种事情，我该怎么反应呢
？So today I'm faced with this. How am I going to react?
我是不是还能够，欢喜快乐的能够接受神的安排呢
？Now can I accept this thing from the Lord joyfully？
然后我心中有感觉说，不能祷告就赞美吧。
And then I said, if I can't pray, I should pray.
我就赞美神。
And so I start praising God.
当赞美主的时候，我觉得我的心里面好像摸到神的宝座。
And while I was praising, I had the touch of the throne.
我就突然看见主是那位掌管一切的主。
I see that the Lord is in control of everything.
然后我把这些所有事情就交给他。
And I just commit all these things to Him.
然后突然之间。
And then all of a sudden.
那有一个很大的平安跟瀑布一样，好像浇在我的心里面。
And all of a sudden, that peace that's like a fall just.Entered into my heart.
地下室是淹水。
Well, the basement is flooded.
那我的心却好像淹在主的那个平安里面。
But my heart was flooded by the peace of God.
我觉得好稀奇啊。
It was very amazing.
从那一刻开始呢，一直到今天为止，我都对这件事情我心里面都非常的平静。
And then from that day on up till now, my heart was at peace with that thing.
对，因为我想周遭的人，包括我姊妹在内，也会想说，哎呀，为什么人家不淹水，为什么我们家淹水这样
？So many people, even my wife might think, why does it happen to us?
那发霉的话要切掉呢，还是不切掉呢
？And then with it being moldy, do we need to cut it off or not?
很多这个很困难的决定，但是心里面却有平安。
There seems to be a lot of difficult decisions, and yet my heart was peaceful.
所以我觉得当我心中当我们心中的眼睛被打开的时候
And so when the heart of our eyes are open
他把我们拯救脱离那个环境的那个限制跟环境的挑战
And the Lord deliver us from the limitation of our circumstance and the challenge of the circumstance
而我觉得很巧妙
It is so amazing
因为在那个之前我就想预备跟一些弟兄姊妹那个交通一下那个赞美这个题目。
Before that, I was going to share about praising with brothers and sisters.
所以发现淹水之后，我再去读那篇。
And so after the flood, you know, I went back and read that passage.
其实很多的弟兄们都已经有这个经历了。
Many brothers already have this kind of experience.
所以我很喜欢那个我们弟兄在那个赞美那篇的。后面一点的结论。
So I'm very, I really like our brother's conclusion on that article about praising.
他说有一天我们见主的时候，我们可以从心里面这样子说。
One day when we meet the Lord, we can say it from our heart.
主啊，我感谢你的恩典。
Lord, I thank you for your grace.
对，因着我能够赞美呢，我能你救我脱离了很多。原本我可能会埋怨不平的情况。
And because I can praise, you have delivered me from situations where I would have complained and murmured.
所以感谢主给我们看见，叫我们在很多情况里面，我们没有埋怨。
And thank the Lord that in many circumstances we did not complain or murmur.
在许多这位弟兄讲到说，在过去二十多年的那个年份当中
This brother said from the last 20 some years
每次当我心中被光照的时候
Every time when my heart was enlightened
然后我就看见主坐在宝座上
I always see that the Lord is on the throne
我就赞美他
And then I praise him
我已经有数不清的难处是这样子他就过去了
Many times this is how the difficulty just passed by
也就是借着赞美度过的难处呢我已经数不清楚有多少
and how to praise this difficulty just go by I can't even count them
弟兄姊妹神坐在宝座上不是一个抽象的事情
the Lord upon the throne is not an abstract
当我们心中真的看见他是那位掌管万有的神的时候
when we truly see that he is in control of everything
我们就发现那件事情拯救对我们来讲是有一个极大的拯救
then we see that there is a great salvation and deliverance
那个保罗得到一个呼召
when Paul received this calling
这个是在26章16节写的
this is on chapter 26 verse 16
你必须要做个执事跟做见证
You need to, I want to make thee a minister and a witness.
要证明什么东西呢?
And what are you to prove?
要把你所看见的，还有我将来要跟你显明的事情，要证明出来。
It is to prove the things that you have seen and what I will show you.
也就是说，你现在看见的跟将来要看见的东西，你要做见证，见证出来。
It is to witness about things that you have seen and things that will appear to you.
也就是说，主的呼召呢，是要你，是要他把他里面那个属灵的看见哈，把它见证出来。
So this calling is to call us to witness what we have seen inside.
到了十七节，他怎么？到了十八节，他怎么写呢
？And then in verse 18, how did he say it?
他说要救离这些人，叫他们眼睛被打开。
To open their eyes.
所以他们从黑暗中归向光明。
And to turn them from darkness to light.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这边就看见保罗的一个呼召，也是我们的呼召。
So you see the calling of Paul and also our calling.
我们看见的好，我们能够做见证。
When we have seen, we can testify.
当我们做见证的时候，你发现别人的眼睛也被打开了。
And when we testify, other people's eye will also be opened.
他们也能够从黑暗归向光明。
And they can also turn from darkness to light.
如果我们没有属灵的看见的话，我们是瞎子，对不对？
If we do not have spiritual seeing and we're blind,
我们就变成瞎子带着瞎子。
Then we are blind leading blind.
大家通通都在黑暗里面。
And we're all in darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我那个属灵的看见跟那个明亮的生活是何等的重要。
So spiritual seeing and to be in the light is very important.
当我们跟朋友好讲到那个救恩的事情。
When we talk to friends about salvation.
我现在也在学习。
I'm also trying to learn.
我们自己哈，需要里面先真实的看见我们得着救恩的宝贵。
We need to see the preciousness of our obtaining this great salvation.
如果我们自己都觉得救恩很平常的话
，If we feel that salvation is but just common,
那我们怎么可以？我们怎么有办法把那个宝贵传递给？其他的朋友
Then how can we transfer that preciousness to others?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要里面的看见，看见主救我们的那个宝贵。
So we need to see how precious the Lord has saved us.
当里面觉得宝贵的时候，你再去接触别人的时候
，When you see its preciousness and you come in contact with others,
因为我们里面有看见
，Because you have seen it from inside.
所以你就有机会呢，让别人也能够看见主的救恩的宝贵。
Then you give others a chance to see the preciousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这实在是，这个事情，其实我以前也头脑也知道。
Of course, I know about this intellectually before.
但是我越来越觉得这件事情是真的。
But more and more, I realize this is true.
如果我们自己不先被主得着看见的话
，unless we are really apprehended of the Lord，
我们很难，借着见证呢，能够帮助其他的人。
It is hard for us through testifying to help other people。
其实我也跟一些弟兄姊妹们提过
，and I've mentioned this with to other brothers and sisters。
在我的心里深处，我慢慢能够体会。主实在是我的好牧人。
Deep down in my heart, I can really sense that the Lord is my good shepherd.
诗篇二十三篇是我们恐怕一信主就会背的诗篇了。
Most likely, Psalm 23 is something we can memorize when we first begin.
但是当我们越过，我们实在从心里面看见主实在是我们个人 personal 这个我们的好牧人。
And as time passes.We truly see that the Lord is personally our good shepherd.
他是我们的供应，他是我们的安息，他引导我们那么的有耐心。
He is our provision, he is our rest, and he's leading us.
所以之前有个朋友，他愿意来听福音。
There was a friend who was willing to listen to the gospel.
但是他在美国只有八个月的时间。
But he only has 8 months here in the U.S.
刚开始我们有弟兄负担是挺重的。
At first, a brother had great burden for him.
然后慢慢我觉得说，我应该求主给我里面负担。
And then I also pray that the Lord give me burden for him too.
所以我这样子祷告祷告之后，我就觉得，我里面就开始有很重的负担。
And then after I prayed, the burden got stronger.
但是我发现那个时间一点一滴就过去了，可能来不及了。
But then I feel like the time passes so fast, and maybe I don't have time anymore.
然后我们朋友就出去，因为要离开前就出去度假。
And then before he left the country, he went on vacation.
我就想说，大概就没有机会了。
And then I said, oh, maybe I don't have a chance anymore.
后来，有一天呢，当我在准备的时候
，One day when I was preparing，
我本来准备了其他的东西
，I was preparing for other things。
到了下午的时候，突然主给我说，你应该要交通诗篇二十三篇。
But then, in the afternoon, the Lord said to me, "You need to prepare Psalm 23."
然后我就说，好吧，因为主你说的话，那我就去做吧，因为朋友听不懂诗篇二十三篇。
But I said to the Lord, Lord, since you said this, I'm going to do it, even though friends might not understand Psalm 23.
这基本上是给弟兄姊妹听的。
This is for brothers and sisters, not for friends.
对，那就这样去准备。
But then I followed and do it.
结果到了那个晚上的时候，我们那个朋友竟然来了。
But that night, the friend came.
我以为他可能不会来了。
I thought he might not show up.
因为过一两天他就要离开了。
Because in a few days he's going to be leaving us.
所以那天我就照着主给我的，我就这样子交通。
And then according to what the Lord said to me, I shared it with them.
我觉得好奇妙。
It was so amazing.
交通完之后，他说他要信主。
And after the sharing, he said he wants to believe.
然后他说他听到这个诗篇二十三篇当中的某一部分呢，他觉得心中很被摸着。
He was so touched by a portion in Psalm 23.
所以，哇，我就觉得我心中就很非常感谢主。
And I was very thankful to the Lord.
给我们有这个机会呢，在这个朋友离开前，他可以信主。
That before he left, he has a chance to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我的意思，这次我讲这件事情的意思是这样。
What this thing is trying to say is this.
主灵的看见不是一个好像很遥远的事情。
Spiritual seeing is not something far from us.
当我们在跟主亲近的时候，他给我们一个引导，叫我们看见我现在该这样子受差遣的时候。
When we are close to the Lord and before Him, He will let us know.
我们照着他所讲的，我们忠心的去反应。
And then according to what He said to us, we respond to Him.
他可以借着属灵的看见。传递属灵的看见。
He can through spiritual seeing, make other people also see.
这实在是我，一直在学习的事情。
This is what I have been learning.
然后当我们这样子去经历的时候
，And when we experience this,
我们就发现，走里面的路是真的。
Then we will realize that walking the inward way is real.
当保罗说他没有违背从天上来的意象
，When Paul said that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision，
他其实要丢弃他过去在黑暗当中的各样的看法、方式跟热心。
What he needs to do is to lay aside and throw away all that was in the past when he was in darkness。
他好像一个人被扭转过来回不去，你知道吗？
He has to be turned around and cannot ever go back.
我实在感觉就是，这件事情我们要这样子走，我是回不去。
I really feel that I have to go this way, walk this way, and never go back.
我最近听到那个西雅图一位Annie姊妹的一点家庭的见证。
I heard a testimony by a sister Amy.
因为他们是讲到那个抚养小孩的见证。
They were talking about raising kids, that testimony.
而他当中讲了一件事情给我一个蛮深的印象。
She said something that leave a deep impression on me.
就是来那个退休会服侍的那个 Brother Ben.
And about Brother Ben?
他也也不算太年轻了，他说他在 有一次呢，他回家跟他爸爸，跟他爸爸孙弟兄走在一起。
One time, Ben was walking with Brother Sun.
他跟他的爸爸讲了一句话。
And he told his dad.
他说：“爸爸，我现在明白我们走的路不一样。”
And he said, "Now I realize that the way we're walking is different."
弟兄姊妹听不懂没关系，这个我意思是说，孙弟兄跟 Annie 姊妹非常的高兴。
Brother Sun and Amy were very happy.
因为一个人可以讲这句话，表示他里面有了一些看见。
Because when he said this, that means he saw something inside.
他知道说 ，OK， 今天信主了，大家都在追求。
He knows that today we're all pursuing.
但是他里面有一个开启，他知道说，他现在开始明白了他在走什么样的路。
But then.He now, his eyes is open, he knows what kind of way he's walking in.
弟兄姊妹，这个里面的路是我们必须要走的路。
This inward way is a way that we must take.
我们里面一定要有这个属灵的看见。
And we need to see this spiritually.
我们必须要跟主有直接的交通，直接从他那里领受的话语。
We need to have direct contact and word from the Lord.
当这样子去学的时候呢，我们要看主怎么在我们在周遭，在我们身上，在周遭的人的身上做奇妙的事情。
And when we do this, we will see amazing thing in us and people around us.
我以前也交通过一件事情。
I also shared another thing in the past.
我说这个，我实在是感觉哈，这个。我其实还没信主前就有这种思想。
Even before I believe in the Lord, I already have this thinking.
我觉得这个世界上这个事情实在是太空虚了。
I feel that the world is just vanity.
虽然好像很多的表面的快乐，但是你一追求之后，感觉好像也没什么。
There might be a lot of outward rejoicing, but really, when you go deep into it, there's really emptiness.
然后信主之后呢，我慢慢越来越看见，在主之外这些事情的空虚跟短暂。
But then after believing in the Lord, I see that outside of the Lord, everything is empty and vain.
其实这个就是一个属灵的看见。
This in itself is a spiritual thing.
然后就发现说，除了主以外，没有其他事物可以成为我生命的满足了。
And really, other than the Lord, there is nothing that can satisfy me.
我就发现，突然发现，我不敢跟保罗比，但是我那个意思，那个实质是意义是一样的。
And then all of a sudden I realized, of course I don't want to compare myself to Paul, but the principle is the same.
我就发现说，在世界上我成了一个无路可走的人。
I see that I am a person who do not have anywhere to go on the, in this world.
因为这个意象，这个看见哈，很深的放在我的心里面。
Because this vision is so strong and it's inside of me.
我一去追求世界上其他的东西，我觉得那些其实都是没有很短暂的。
When I pursue things of the world, they're so temporal.
那怎么办呢？我只剩下一条路。
And then what happens? There's only one way for me.
要做一个跟随主的人。
And that is to be one who really follow the Lord.
除了主以外呢，我是一个无路可走的人。
And other than the Lord, I have no way to go.
弟兄姊妹，那个属灵的看见有一个很巨大的力量。
That spiritual seeing has a great strength.
它把我们这一生呢带到主的面前。
It brings our whole life to the Lord.
如果没有这个看见的话，我恐怕不晓得跑到哪里去了。
Without this seeing, I don't know where I will be.
我们要常常心中感谢主，他能够他开我们的眼睛。
We need to thank the Lord that He opened our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我就回到今天原初的目的。
And so I go back to my original purpose.
属灵的看见不是一个抽象遥远的事情。
So the spiritual seeing is not far from us, nor is it abstract.
已经在你里面，已经在发生了。
It is in you. It is happening.
我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
让这件事情成为我们的许多时候的拯救。
that this thing will deliver us in every circumstance.
成为我们一生追求主，我们能够持守的一个根基。
And this is a foundation that we can hold on to.
所以，盼望弟兄姊妹，我们真的是谦卑在主面前，好好学这件事情。
That we be humble before the Lord and learn of this thing.
他用他的最后送给弟兄姊妹一段圣经。
And then I want to give brothers and sisters this passage.
箴言四章十八节。
It's in Proverbs 4:18.
义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
The path of the righteous is as the shining light, going on and brightening until the day is fully come.
所以我们这批义人呢，走我们的天路。
So we who are righteous and we're going the heavenly way.
这是一条光明的路。
This is a bright way.
并且是越照越明。
And then it's brightening until the day is fully come.
但愿主祝福每一位啊。
So may the Lord bless each one of us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
虽然出口的是一个贫穷的人。
Even though the one who speaks is poor.
但是我们知道每一个都是你所蒙爱的。
But everyone is loved by you.
每一个弟兄姊妹里面都有那个生命的光。
And every brother and sister has that light in us.
主啊，给我们一个渴慕的心。
May we have a heart that desires.
主啊，我们要活在你的光中。
That we want to live in your light.
我们要行走在这个明亮的路上。
And we want to walk in this bright way.
成为我们的引导，成为我们的拯救。
That this be our leading and our deliverance.
主啊，成为我们里面那个走这条路的确据。
And a confirmation.That we are truly walking along this way.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.